So today is June 1st, 2015. In Sasana era, today is 2559. So this is the Tathagata Meditation Center, San Jose, California. Sayadaw is here to share his knowledge and experience of Satipatthana meditation with the yogis here. He's very happy to get this chance. As assigned by Venerable Sayadaw Pandita Biwansat in Burma. So Tathagata Meditation Centers, a very well-known center with the highly respected teachers. So many learned and experienced teachers come and teach here Vipassana meditation, like Venerable Sayadaw Usilananda and Venerable Pandita Biwansa. And they taught Vipassana meditation following the Mahasi Sayadaw teachings, according to the Pali text, the teaching of the Buddha. So in almost every retreat, so the teachers, especially the Sayadaw Upandita, what he always say is in the beginning of the meditation retreat is we all living beings are actually related to each other. We are relatives. Nobody on earth ever related to each other. So throughout samsara, the cycle of birth and death, we are in some way or the other related to each other as a brothers or sister and so on. So we are relatives throughout samsara, life after life. And moreover, Sayadaw here come and teach meditation, and yogis, meditator here faithfully and carefully follows their teachings. So in this sense, Sayadaw said we are all relatives in Dhamma blood, in Dhamma. So we are Dhamma relatives. So Sayadaw greatly happy to see his samsara relatives and Dhamma relatives again. And then he highly appreciate the chance, the great opportunity to share the Dhamma with his Dhamma relatives here. So the meditation yogis here are going to practice is, as you know, Satipatthana meditation, the mindfulness meditation. So in the Satipatthana Sutra, at the very beginning, the Buddha mentioned the benefits available to the yogis and meditators who put great effort in this meditation or the Satipatthana practice. So first of all, we can get our mind purifying or some mental defilements. This is a first benefit. And then we can overcome sorrow and limitation. And we can get rid of the mental and physical distress. And we can develop the vipassana, progressive vipassana insight and magaphala enlightenment and nibbana. These are benefits great benefits we can gain from Satipatthana meditation practice. So if we make great effort in such a wonderful practice for 1 month in this center, and then we can, we will be bound to experience, to realize these kind of benefits more or less for sure. So this Satipatthana meditation is greatly beneficial. So we are all very fortunate to get such a wonderful opportunity to practice this kind of meditation. Sharo said when he first arrived to the U.S., what he first noticed is, what his first impression is. So U.S. is, the United States is a very rich country. Compared to the other countries like Burma, it can be said as a heavenly abode. Everything available here, everything available the best. So in such a rich country, people here are very fortunate. And moreover, the weather in this time also very good, very comfortable. And he found accommodation here also very good. So these all conditions reminded him of the Sutama Palace in the heavenly abode mentioned in the Pali text. In the heavenly abode, there is Sutama, kind of the center, where there are many deities and deva and devis. They get together, who are interested in the Dhamma, they get together, and they discuss Dhamma, and they listen the Dhamma given by the experienced deities. So such a good condition can be found here in the U.S. at the Thathagata Meditation Center. So Seattle, here people are very fortunate to have such a beautiful life and to get such a wonderful opportunity to practice Satipatthana meditation. So Seattle just wish we all of us make great resolution to put great effort in the meditation practice under such a fortunate condition. That's all for today. It's just word of advice. Thank you for your attention.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.